there, podcast world. Welcome in to season three of the Adam Jones podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. Over there, he is Adam Jones, the former five-time MLB All-Star. He is retired. I'm wearing a blank shirt that sort of describes my career. I'm Jerry Coleman. How are you? And welcome into episode, correct me if I'm wrong, 62, AJ. And we're going to hear. 62. Yeah, we're going to hear from Adam Jones himself when it comes to his long stay in Sarasota with the Orioles, his first ever guest instructor session. We're going to go behind the scenes with Adam. We'll also, during our For the Bird segment, talk about his pending trip again overseas, believe it or not, this time to Asia to watch the Major League opener between the Padres and the Dodgers. And we'll end things, as we always do, with another sterling edition of Socially Speaking. After we discuss the rash of court storming in collegiate sports, we got a lot of feedback on that. You can always reach us via the Adam Jones podcast at Adam Jones Pod on social media. That's X, that's Facebook, and that's, of course, Instagram. And by qualifying for our Socially Speaking segment, you thus qualify for a Lido's Pizza gift card. But as always, we bring in our featured guest. He's sponsored by Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And we don't have to turn the page or bring in someone from somewhere else in Sarasota. We're going right to Barcelona to the source. Our guest this week, full disclosure, is Adam Jones. And Adam, you know, we talked about it the other night. We had a beautiful dinner together. Somehow I never saw the check. I don't know what happened with that. But we did decide that we're going to focus on your stay with the Orioles here in Sarasota this week as our featured guest segment brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Thank you for that dinner as well. And let's get into it, man. I mean, have you recovered, first of all?
I'm still trying. And I thought that would be more important to talk about that stay, you know, over our time this week rather than finding a guest and doing all that, because it was a very interesting stay on both fronts. I was working community, charitable work, and then obviously going to be the guest instructor. And, I mean, it's just, first off, an incredible nostalgia. Because Miss Jones is still working there, Miss Linda Jones. She's still working man in the front. We always say, I'm sorry, she's woman in the front. We always say that, you know, she's making sure this building doesn't burn down, and she loves it, just big smile. But there's a lot of people still working at the same place. Sergeant Eckhart is still one of the sergeants in the dugout. She wanted to give me my same spot, parking spot. But it's been no one's parked there in 6 years, so it'd have been like real weird for them to understand and grasp that a, you know, a big black raptor used to man this spot. But also nostalgia of understanding the city and knowing everywhere I'm going. Like, you know, I knew exactly where every spot and every place was, so I didn't have to pull out my phone and use navigation. I think that is always a cool thing when you know a city. And obviously, putting back on the uniform, being in the coach's room rather than the player's room. You know, trying to be, I remember when coaches would be there trying to avoid coming into the clubhouse. You know, I try to stay around it at all times just because, you know, that's the player space. I'm not a player anymore. So there was a lot of really, really cool things, but nostalgia is probably the best word.
We're going to dig deep into some of the minutiae again behind the scenes with you. But I mean, you had no defined role per se coming in. So what was a typical day like for you? What were the hours that you put in? What were some of the duties you had to do in terms, because the last time we spoke with Cedric Mullins, you were midway through this process or just beginning. So now that it's reached its closure, we can finally get a full recap of what you did actively do and what you accomplished, you think.
Well, I mean, the memo was just be where you want to be, you know, enjoy where you want to enjoy. And thankfully, the guys were very receptive to everything, but at the same time, they ask questions. That's what I love. It's, you know, that's what you want. You want them to reach out to you if they have something, a second thought. Again, I just want to be a resource for everyone. And I just sat there. It was awesome to sit there to talk hitting with Eddie Murray. I got to hang out with Weeders after, haven't really seen him in a few years. I got to play catch with him. But just, you know, being around the guys and just, you know, being wherever, like with the outfield coach Anthony Sanders, who's amazing. The job he has done with those outfielders, the work he done. He's simple, but he gets the work done. He reminds me of Kirby, like, hey, let's get the job done. We got a job to do. Ain't nobody trying to be out here in the sun all day. It's hot. Let's get the job done. And just being around him, being around the outfielders, understanding their terminologies, their methods of madness is, it was cool. And, you know, outside looking in, you know, I see it as a fan. I'm excited to see what's going to head north. You know, I guess there's going to be a lot of tough decisions, but the team that's going to head up north is going to be one hell of a team that's going to compete every single night. And Oriole fans need to be really excited about what's going on, not just in the majors, but and not just even AAA. I mean, what's going on in the lower levels? There's guys that are coming fast, and you know, it's a good problem to have. And just being around those guys, they are hungry, they're eager for success. They all want to be in the major leagues. Nobody likes being in the minor leagues, and I love that attitude by them. And they're all pushing each other at the same time. They're all best friends. You know, they all got drafted together. So it's not like it's a disrespectful competition. It's, you know, honest man-to-man competition, and it's amazing to see because they're pushing each other day to day. And, well, as a competitor, that's what you want to see. You want to beat somebody at their best.
How much attention did you feel like they paid to you? Because I'm going to recall back to that fine meal we had the other night, and you chided me, and rightfully so, because I kept interrupting you and told me to shut the F up.
Yes.
Listen, Coleman. Listen, okay? Stop talking and listen. How much of that went on with them? Did you feel that was going on when you were speaking? Were they a sponge?
No, they were a sponge, but they were giving feedback. It's like, you know, I'm asking them questions back and forth too, because again, terminology is something that is, you know, decade, I guess, generation, but philosophy is not really, and how to do is not really. So I'm just ask me a question. I'm trying to dissolve it and understand it. And then I'm asking them, you know, what do they think? How do they feel about it? And, you know, what can I help? How can I help them do it better? And the thing is that there's not one way to skin a cat. I know that old saying, and that's very true when it comes to anything. And my favorite hitting coaches or outfield coaches always taught me to do what I do best and better that. Don't try and do what this guy does. Maybe he's more flexible than you. Maybe he can do this differently. Maybe, you know, but whatever you do, just try and fine tune that. So some outfielders might catch the ball on a different foot. Some outfielders might do it just a little differently. That doesn't matter. As long as you're able to get into the same position in the same amount of steps and same amount of time as the other guy, that's all that matters. Same like Tony Bautista, his batting stance versus a normal traditional, my batting stance. You know what I mean? Like, as long as we're in the same spot, and he was there even more because he got a batting title. So as long as you're in that spot, that's all I think that matters. And, you know, again, they were just being receptive. It was going back and forth. It was fantastic dialogue because – you know, they got the energy. I'm bringing the energy also. And I got all the energy all day because I don't have to exert any energy. My energy exertion was fungo. So, you know, it was great to just be full of energy and try to give them as much feedback, really, as I can give them.
More of the Adam Jones Podcast coming right up. But first, this word from our dedicated sponsors. The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan, experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Come and get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms Rofo Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with Rofo Pay. We all like to save money. And with the Rofo Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
And now back to the Adam Jones podcast.
In terms of things changing from when you played, we've talked an awful lot on this podcast about the usage of analytics. That has to be one of the biggest changes, I'm sure, since you retired. But what else stood out when you were, you know, immersing yourself inside the clubhouse, the dugout with the guys, like, man, things have really changed since, you know, that really wasn't around when I played or something of that nature.
I mean, really, a lot of it is the same. You know, it's a lot of the same, you know, day to day, showing up, getting your work in, clubhouse guys, the interactions, the breakfast, the lunch. It's a lot of it is just the same. What I say is different now is just the information being given, the information, you know, that is just after every swing, after every pitch thrown on the backfields, just information. And, you know, that's what Elias and his team, Sig, oh my gosh, I can go and talk all day about Sig. That guy's amazing. I mean, just blew my mind on some of the wildest things that I could never even think about. And, you know, it's just the information that they have there now is just astounding. And I'm, you know,
can it be too can it be overwhelming, you think?
I got a one-on-one lesson of it, and no, it's not. And I mean, I'm telling you, I wish I had this information. And no offense to what we had and what we did, that we did what we did. Can't take nothing back. But I'm saying it's like, damn, this information is like really cool, and how they just break it really down. And you know, I wish I had all that information. And you know, I just believe that what they're doing again is they're breeding talent left and right. And again, you get to see it as you have your credentials to access to some of the backfields and get to see some of the work, and you get to be there early and see, you know, the early guys hitting. Most people don't get to see Adley, Gunner. They don't get to see those guys hit and do their work because they are in the first, second groups and off the field. But it's amazing to see the work and time they're putting into it. And that's why they're yielding rewards. They're having a great spring training, fantastic spring training overall. And my biggest takeaway from the spring training is the later innings. You can always, okay, the major league guys, the projected starters, they get their 2-3 at-bats, and they do what they do against other starters, wherever the game ends up. And then you see the number 94s with no names on them come in the game and put in work. Those guys have had some great at-bats. T.T. Bowens, Terrell. He's came through and had some big at-bats. Errol Robinson had some big at-bats. Daniel Johnson has had some big at-bats, big defensive moments. So there's guys that are making standout moments. Kobe Mayo, man, hey, don't be surprised if he ain't cracking that dang team. Like I'm just saying, like, there's just talent. They come in the game later in the games, and they're not wasting those at-bats. They're not just like, oh, I'm here. Nah, they're here, and I'm trying to impress the big league coaches, the big league players. And me, somebody who's rarely stayed at the end of the game, it's really cool to see those guys go out and put up 3-4 runs, put up tough at-bats in the later innings when, you know, the fans who came to see the starters, they're gone, and it's, you know, 40% of the stadium left, but they're still putting up good at-bats and quality at-bats.
And that's all helped lead the Orioles to an outstanding Grapefruit League record. How much does that really mean? Does that transition into the regular season from your experience?
I think with young teams, it really does, because, you know, at the end of the day, you still want to win. The ultimate goal is to win. And if you can win games in spring training and you can carry over to the season, that goes hand in hand. And these young kids have been taught to win at every level. You know, I got in there and I asked McKenna, what's changed? He was there since 2015. He says, but we got here, when the Elias group got here, more information was given, and they worked from the bottom up. You've seen 19, 20, 20, 21. The teams weren't that good in the big leagues. But the minor league teams are growing. They're drafting guys. The minor league teams are growing. Comes at May 25th, when that young man got called up, 22. Since then, they've been rolling. But they all have been taught in the minor leagues at each level to win and play winning baseball. That's why you see they play winning baseball. Like some of the games, it was a night game against the Pirates. And just the extra base hits that were singles that they turned into doubles. Man on first, and they turned that into a first and third. The extra bases that they take, the athleticism, that's what I kept harping on. I said the athleticism. Like, man, 1-9, like, these guys can score on doubles, can score on singles. That's huge. And they, you know, one thing that I said, I was like, you know, I think if you look at the game and watch the whole game, they probably stole 8 or 9 games last year. And I don't mean stealing a bad way, I mean because of athleticism, not grounding into their double play, extending the inning. You know what I mean? Like, they're able to not just get the conventional 1-2-3 innings, but once they, you know, if they put the ball in play, the athleticism just explodes. And that's going to be scary because they're all getting better.
Well, there's also been a lot of talk on this podcast and throughout baseball about Jackson Holliday. I did not know until I read this that no team in the American League East has ever had back-to-back rookies of the year. He obviously would have that chance with Gunnar Henderson winning it last year. We still don't know if he's going to be on the opening day roster, but boy, he's doing everything in his power possible to make it there.
I mean, he don't want to be in the minor leagues. I can see it's evident by his work ethic. He shows up. He's attentive. I mean, he's got a great attitude. I mean, again, he's grown up in this. He was built for this moment. So I don't think anything is surprising him. I don't think anything is scaring him. Again, he still has yet to play in the major league, so that's still going to be an adjustment. But he's hitting major league parks well before before he's going to put on a uniform and have his name in the lineup. So I think that he's ready for this moment. He's been there before. You know, I'm sure, yeah. You know, up until his father retired, he was there taking batting practice, taking ground balls, taking fly balls. So he's been there. He knows. He knows.
And I tell people, if he's a stock, I'm investing in him.
I would. He's ready. You know, he's ready. He's ready. And again, it all can depend on when the timing wants to be right. But he is a major leaguer. Like, again, you can tell there's a lot of guys in professional baseball. You say, you know, just guys that, you know, they're probably not making it. They got drafted again, all this stuff. That guy, that's a major league player.
Yeah. So is Corbin Burns, who we had on an earlier podcast, to nobody's surprise.
Plenty of them.
He was named.
A lot of them.
Yeah. He was named the starter for opening day, shocking nobody. But he, of course, told us he wants to start game 1 of the postseason. So This guy's been everything as advertised. You know, when they have a rough outing in spring training, and recently he did, he gave up a three-run homer. You brush that stuff off, and I guess you come out and say, I was just trying to get my work in, or I was trying some new things, because there is a lot of experimentation that goes on during spring training, right?
Well, if you're named the opening day starter, I don't think getting roughed up in spring training is going to affect you. No. you're on the team if they name you the opening day starter. No, but you go back and look at his historical things. Greg Maddux had a historical at 8 or 9 ERA during spring training because he said, I didn't care about this. I'm working on my location. And again, these young guys that are coming trying to face Greg Maddux is trying to slap him. And if you go back and look at a lot of guys, big name guys, strike throwers in spring training or on rehab starts, they get hit. Because those minor league guys know that, hey, this is a big league guy. I got a chance to do something special. I'm gonna let it eat because they know a strike is going to be thrown or a pitch in a general direction. Even though Burns is, 95 to 98, he can throw a front door cutter, pinpoint throw another door cutter. Like he has really, really good low command. So sometimes, hey, it happens. But, the starters, they understand how spring training goes. Again, you always want success, but you have to understand there's reps and getting your body into shape for the season. Obviously I wanted to have a good spring training, but if I didn't have a good spring training, as long as I left it healthy and my body was ready to go up north, that's really all that mattered. So I think that's ultimately the goal for starters, especially the ones on the team. The ones that are trying to fight for that fifth spot, those are the guys that need to have good springs. And it's pressure. And that's the beauty of it, competition, is that it's pressure. So, and the cool thing, Orioles have a lot of depth in their starting rotation. Adding Tehran, I think it's going to add more competition, which is great. You're going to push some young guys a little bit harder. And
they're going to need it, AJ. They're going to need it with Bradish and Means. Really, it's an unknown at this point whether or not they're going to be ready or when they're going to be ready. It doesn't seem like they're going to be ready for opening day either, guy.
Right. But, hey, that's why you have depth. And that's the beauty of having depth, is that you can, have some guys get ready when they need to get ready. Not everybody's going to make 30 starts. Not everybody's going to get 600 at-bats. But as long as you can contribute to the team heavily, as long as guys can give – maybe 20, 25 really quality starts, maybe 400 really quality at-bats. Give what you can give, but give them healthy. And I think that, I know being there, Orioles training room, best in the business. They make sure that you're ready to go when you're ready to go, and they're not pushing you until then. So it was always great to make sure that I was in good hands when I needed to be, So they're in good hands. And, with depth, it's going to be, I think, their strongest suit this year because they're going to have to mitigate a couple of the guys from last year not being in the rotation for a couple months or whatever time. So, again, that's why you got depth. That's why you have it. That's why you sign guys like Tehran and other guys. And that's why, you get a Burns, but you're going to expect more out of a Grayson. You're going to expect more out of a Kramer. And I think those guys are ready for that expectation.
I did want to ask you about the atmosphere inside the clubhouse and inside the organization behind the scenes. You shared some pictures of guys playing basketball with kids and stuff of that nature. Was that the type of atmosphere you were accustomed to when you were playing, when you had your kids? Well, your kids were a lot younger at that point.
Yeah, it's always been that way. The spring training, the sun's out, the kids, Some of the guys have older kids. Some of the coaches have older kids. Spring break, they leave school and come down here. And you come around, you put yourself in uniform, kids get in the uniform, and you get out on the field and you have a good time. Bat boy and various things. But you get out there and you get on the field with your dad and the guys because you spent the whole summers with these guys. There's no difference when spending a week in spring training. And the guys love it also. It brings out an even, an even younger part of them. Some of these guys have younger siblings. You still have to remember some of these guys are 22 and might have 14-year-old siblings. So to have younger siblings, keeps them younger. So I think that it's a great atmosphere. It's great having the kids in the cage and stuff like that. It's in the clubhouse talking to them. It's fantastic having that atmosphere. And again, you have some coaches who have younger kids, and then you have the teenagers into the college kids. and it's great on both sides.
As far as the ownership situation, we know it's fluid. We know that the team has been sold, et cetera, et cetera. We also know that David Rubenstein made another appearance at spring training since our last podcast. Do you think he's going to become more and more involved as we get closer to opening day? It just seems that way because he's around.
I mean, the atmosphere around when he was there, it was great. And I think it was a perfect timing. It's spring training. It's not 45,000. It's, you know, 7,500. It's some older, I would say, older crowd in Sarasota, a tad senior crowd in Sarasota. Yeah. A lot easier to walk around the concourse. It's a very, very easy concourse up and down. And I thought it was great. You know, sitting in the dugout, you seeing him walking around. And, you know, obviously he has security with him, but he ingratiated himself with everybody. A lot of people, I guess, when they realized he was there, come up shaking his hand and stuff like that. And I think it was great. You know, it drew a buzz. There was a buzz around the stadium that while he was there. And, I mean, I think it's great for the city. I think it's great for the team, organization. You know, I think the fans are happy. And, you know, ultimately, I think everybody wants, and what he wants, is to bring a championship to Baltimore. And being a Baltimore resident, and being a Baltimore resident, it's not like he's just an owner that came in and has got deep pockets and just wants to, you know, get skin in the game. And now he wants to win. And if you look at his portfolio and other things, he's a winner. So, you know, I think that what he wants to do is bring a championship to Baltimore and, you know, jump on board. Everybody jump on board, because I think it's going to be a very fun ownership with him on board, because he wants to win. Again, I say that as him being a local. He's from there. This is a personal interest of his.
Looking forward to it all. All right, before we move on, was there one moment during your time as a guest instructor that stood out for you that you took away from the experience?
Just how well oiled they are, the machine that's going on. Like, they know what's going on. And again, you look at the boards and you can look at all the sheets and whatnot, the schedules of the day, and it looks like a lot going on, but they got a great system going on. Whatever they got, whatever they're doing, they got a great, great system. And again, as the outside looking in, when I was a center fielder, I had the ears and the attention of everything. But the outside looking in, it's just great to see that they're still in really good hands, and they have that winning culture back.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to get the season going, but there's still a few more weeks as we lag on.
A few more weeks.
Yeah, Grapefruit League season. Before we do move on to our next segment, the wildest thing for me that occurred this week was getting a picture from my father of you, my dad, and my sister out of nowhere. I mean, it's a small world.
Hey, great story, though, because we're at Longboat Key Resort, at the golf. We're at the bar at the golf club. Yeah, the golf club. And I just see out of my peripheral, some guy just waving at me, just arm up, just waving. But I don't think he was waving at me. I mean, again, there's tons of other people there that he could have been waving at. And again, I turned to my friends right before our round of golf, and I turned back and I took a double take, and I'm like, Mr. Coleman looks just like you. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, do you like Jerry as much as me? And he's like,
No, he doesn't.
Your dad was wearing you out, man. Oh, your dad's classic. Oh,
you know what
man.
I'll like less is us showing a up. Picture. Us showing a picture. And the fact that my sister forgot to smile.
That's okay. That's fine.
Well,
with me.
She was embarrassed by that.
Oh, man. You got to smile.
She's like, don't you dare post that picture. So we'll post it.
There we go. But it was great, though, to, you know, finally run into your father, meet your father. I mentioned about your beautiful mother. Yeah. But just how we ran into each other, because you be trying to chase me down and I'll be ducking you.
I was. I'll be trying to
play golf. But you live on the second green.
Yeah.
And that is a tad bit further on Longboat. And if anybody knows Longboat, the traffic on Longboat, oof. So, but we were playing the island side and just running to your pops. You know, you should have came up there and had yourself a Bacardi and Coke. Yeah. There you go. Bacardi and Coke.
Coke Zero
now.
Trying to cut down on
the sugar. I see you. Go to Bacardi and Coke Zero, kid. I see you. Cut down on the sugar. But no, it was just random. I mean, trust me. I don't run into many 70-year-olds. I'm going to give them 70. Not many 70-year-olds flag me down.
The first thing I texted him was, he continues to avoid me successfully.
But I run well into done. You, Pops.
Well done. All right. We transition to our For the Birds portion. It's sponsored by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Hey, when you play the Maryland Lottery, set limits, never play when you're stressed, and know your odds of winning. To learn more, simply visit mdlottery.com/playresponsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Now, Adam, you're back in Barcelona, at least for now, but another trip looms. The passport's going to be stamped again as you head to Asia. And what, March 20th, you got the Padres and Dodgers opening up the Major League Baseball season in Seoul, South Korea. I presume it's going to be a 3-game series. What's your role going to be out there?
Well, it's a two-game series. Yeah, 2 games, 20 and 21st. Yeah. And it's just weird because those games count. And it's awesome. Like, you fly all the way over there and those games count. And it's going to be awesome on foreign soil. I believe opening day was announced. I think it was Glasnow Darvish.
Yes.
Maybe need to confirm that.
There are certain players that aren't even making the trip if they're not pitching, like Kershaw.
Right. If you're not going to pitch, there's no need to go. But, I mean, I would go just because you get to go over there and get to experience a couple of days. I think they leave. I'm not sure when they leave, but they might be over there for 4 or 5 days. So why not, you know, take a pretty cool trip? If you can go, Kershaw has the cachet to go. Somebody young, like, no, we're not spending that, wasting that money on you. But no, I'm really excited. And my role will be with the commissioner ambassador program. Be me, Jimmy Rollins, CC, Guthrie, Victorino. We've got a great group of guys going out there. My wife has some really cool things planned in terms of roaming the city, food tours and things like that. I'm probably going to eat some moving food and, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to show Korean baseball, American baseball. A lot of them I don't understand and know baseball.
What are the differences? What's some of the biggest differences you see?
Well, I mean, obviously, first off, the size. Americans are, Westerners are bigger. Power, speed, how hard, just a lot of those are just the physical things. But then one thing I give to Asian baseball is attention to detail, defense. I'd say the Japanese baseball players to me, and now I haven't seen the Koreans on that magnitude, but I've seen them play in a couple games, and obviously they've been spectacular, but I know the Japanese a little bit more. They play unbelievable defense. They can be the worst hitter alive, but they play unbelievable defense. And that's something that, yeah, again, you see in American baseball where it's more, you know, if you rake, find a spot for you, buddy. It doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Play solid defense. But over there, it's like it's just a different attention to detail. Small ball, they button the first inning. That's something that was very weird for me when I got there. And I was like, why are you wasting these outs? Because obviously in America, ain't nobody button. You know what I'm saying? We don't. That's the outs are, you know, very, very valuable over there. Guy leads off with a single, bunny him on over. Like, yeah, it's the first inning. Let's maybe go ahead and run. Let's try that strategy first. See if that works. Maybe it's the sixth inning and, you know, we're down one. Tie game. Maybe that could work. But it's just a different game. Obviously, we have guys of big stature and hit a lot of home runs, extra base hits. They play a different game. They played the bunting, the hit and run, slash. They still bring out the slash. I haven't seen a slash since pitchers were able to hit. So they still do the slash. And, you know, they do every little thing to get the dub.
Now, we know they don't see much Major League Baseball in North Korea, but in Seoul, South Korea, are they big MLB fans over there from what you've gathered?
Oh, for sure. My guy, Xavier Scruggs, he's going over there, I believe, also. He played a couple – I think he played 4 years over there, and he – made a big name for himself, but it goes back to guys like Hee-Sop Choi, Young Kim, guys like that who went to, you know, the Cubs, and then obviously Young Kim with the Diamondbacks going to the World Series and stuff like that, bringing baseball, you know, bringing the American baseball over there. And then I don't know the year when guys started to go to Korea, but I know in the 70s, guys started to go to Japan. So I just think it, once that opened up, it just, you know, that global baseball is, you know, unstoppable. Now they have a limit on how many guys they can bring in because they want to maintain their style of play. Again, if you bring in too many Western guys who are hitting home runs and all that stuff, that's what the fans are going to want. The fans still do enjoy the, you know, slap stick, I call it, of baseball. And, you know, it's, again, it's kind of refreshing, but at the same time, it's like, ah, man, try that ball out there or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's big there. It's their number one sport, but it's the Western style is big. I don't know that, again, their television, Japan, they showed all the games based on the Japanese players. I don't know how they do in Korea. I would assume they do because of obviously being the in the tech world, how being a magnet they are. But I've yet to set foot in the Korean soil, so pretty excited.
Well, they're being treated to a heck of a series. It's just two games, but you got the Padres and Dodgers. No love lost. We talked with Manny a few weeks ago about it.
I mean, you got two of the biggest teams right now, two of the biggest payrolls. Obviously, the Dodgers market is, I think, right now the number one market because they have all of Japan. There's a little bit of Red Sox. There's a little bit of Red Sox there for Yoshida, but they've got a lot of Japan behind them right now in the marketing department. So it's going to be big. It's going to be global, and it's going to be historical. I think it's the first time they're playing a major league game over there. And, you know, these are things that Major League Baseball wants. They want to break these kind of barriers, and they want to make this game as global as possible. And, you know, you've seen recently they had the Dominican series, which is the first leg of the international games this year. And Korea is going to be second, and it's going to be fantastic to see how global this game really is. And to see that the fans around the world love what's going on with baseball in general.
No doubt about that. All right, let's head to Socially Speaking and put a bow and tie on this episode. This is where we answer a tweet or social media post. Again, you can find us via X, Facebook, or Instagram at Adam Jones Pod. Or if you're challenged by social media, email the podcast at theadamjonespod@gmail.com. Theadamjonespod@gmail.com. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right now. Now, last week we debated the merits, and really there weren't many, of storming the court, a basketball court in particular, after a college basketball game. We were referring to the game specifically of Duke and Wake Forest. When Wake Forest won, stormed the court, Duke player got hurt. Allegedly, he seemed to play the next game soon. But since Duke was involved, it became a national story all of a sudden.
Nobody should get hit by a fan.
That's true. And we got some feedback to share, and I think people agree with what you're saying. I think we have a pro and a con. So Erica Michael at UMD Doll 1928 responded, I remember last year when Maryland was about to beat Purdue, with a few seconds left, we took timeout, and Coach Willard, Kevin Willard, helped to make sure all but one or two Purdue players and coaches got off the court. Let the students have their fun with their team, she says.
The players are the most important part of the game, of the event.
There is no event without them.
Period. What am I elaborating on that for?
I came
to the game to get ran over by a fan.
Kudos to Kevin Willard for helping those players and coaches get off the court.
It's like this. So I came to a game, that's what she said, to enjoy it with my team. All right, a baseball game. What if the third baseman just wants to throw the ball out of hand? He came, you want a ball? No, you can't do that, right? Damn, why are people so weird?
Well, here's a different perspective from Graham Muncy at The Real Muncy, who wrote in my opinion, in any sport, the court, the pitch, the field is the player's place of work. And no fan should ingress, which I had to look up this word, should ingress on that when competitors are still on there, regardless of circumstance. You celebrate with your fellow fans in the stands, not on the field of play.
If you go to Jersey Mike's and go any sub place and you go behind the counter, what are they going to say?
It's trespassing. Simple.
But no. You know, this game right here is going to dictate my emotions for the week. I have that right. But again, I've said this. As long as the players get off the court, you're again college. You're in 4 years. You're in college. And again, sometimes you're at a college that never beats nobody big. I get that. Celebrate. But just let the players get off the court. Your home guys, you definitely going to celebrate with them and show them some love like that. But the road guys, just let them get off the court. I mean, just it's not rocket science, okay? Yeah. But in today's climate, you know, again, tweet at him that he sucks. You don't have to run by him. And, you know, you said it all game. You just tweet at him again. You don't have to get in his ear and do that. You know, remember Carlton Fisk? Yeah. I mean, ran over a fan. Yeah. That's what should happen. And that probably hurt because he got hit. Fisk, woo-hoo! He got hit all in the right, just like right up back here. I mean, wow. There's a great documentary of the guys that ran on the field with Hank Aaron. There were snipers on those guys. Those guys are very lucky they did not get picked off. And they made a whole documentary about it. You know what I mean? So it's just stay off the field. We can't go in the stands. You see that? The malice of the palace. You know what I mean? Anytime we go into the stands, we get in trouble. The same
they should exact show that. Should happen. They should show that as like a lesson. Every time you come into a sporting event, they just show the malice at the palace. This is how not to behave during a game.
Exactly. Behavior 101 at a game. Watch this 15-second clip.
Right. That's see what happens when you throw a drink at Ron Artest.
Oh, and then the best is at the Ravens game. The last statement before the kickoff. Don't be a jerk.
Yes. You like that.
I love that.
It should be. Hey, I got one. Stay in your lane and stay in your seat.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily stay in your seat. The aisle can be fun and all that kind of stuff. But stay off the field. Well, football, you don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, football, you got guys that want to hurt you, so they know that. So they stay away from those guys.
That's a good way to end things here with a friendly disclaimer. Stay off the playing field, court, pitch, whatever. All right, again, we do want to thank our sponsors who make this podcast possible. Please go out and support them.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Wineman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery.
Come and get your fun.
Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million.
Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS voluntary disclosure program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money. And with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
We do want to thank our senior executive producer, Chip Franklin, always for putting this episode together. Chip's like a fine wine. He only wines on days ending with a Y, though. Go out, subscribe to the Baltimore Banner. Be real, be kind, and make sure to be back next week for another edition.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell.
The Adam Jones Podcast.